welcome to our first Restore of the school year. Speaking to us tonight is one of my closest friends, Jackson Roberts. Jackson's genuine love for the faith and constant witness has impacted me in so many ways, and I can say with confidence that his friendship is something I don't take for granted. Please help me welcome Jackson.
All right, if we could begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God of heaven and earth, you have fed me your word and sent me forth to love and serve. A missionary you have called me to be. Even in my smallness and sin, you chose me to sing the song of your love, the hymn of your mercy, the anthem of your justice. Guide my path, Lord. Send me among the people you have made, whether across the globe or across the street. Give me the grace to be welcomed in and the courage to stand out. May my words compel, may they invoke your spirit. May my acts shine, may they demonstrate true faithfulness. Though I may falter, help me to rise again, doing your will as always. And when I depart, may they say, that one was different, that one knew the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. Let me open my iPad really quick. Hello, my name is Jackson Roberts. I am a child of God, raised Catholic, a son, a brother to three sisters, an actor, a singer, a dancer, and a senior here at Bias. I would like to thank you all for coming here today to adore our Christ, but also to give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to try to speak to you through me. We have commonly heard the testimonies of, I was a cradle Catholic, I didn't really care about my faith, and I didn't choose my faith until my faith chose me. But none of us really know what we're doing, so here is me not knowing what Christ had in store for me. When I was 4, I was the ring bearer at a wedding of some relative of mine. The whole event was a blur, but I remember sprinting around the venue, blowing out all the candles at each table. The adults found it adorable, or so my mom tells me. I remember at one point, my charades caught the attention of the bride, and she eventually asked me to dance with her, as thanks for entertaining her guests. When I was 7, at Blessed Sacrament, in the second grade, my homeroom teacher was Mrs. Hoffmark. I remember reading Junie B. Jones and spending recesses simply grinding out games of tag, and not being able to wrap my head around the fact that a dozen is not up there with the thousands or millions. I swear it sounds like it should be. Sometime in the spring, there were parent-teacher conferences, and my mom came back home and would tell me how my teachers found me, and she used the word endearing. Despite not seeing it then, I now look fondly at the guiding relationships my teacher shared with me at my time at Blessed Sacrament. When I was 11, I was in the 6th grade. My homeroom teacher was Mrs. Main, and at this point, I had definitive friends, and I could truly think for myself. I can name and list those who I'd goof off with on the regular, and looking back at the span of my life, this year was really the easiest. There was only like 15 people in my class, so all the boys had to get along. And I played on a primarily female roller derby team, so I like wasn't bad at talking to girls. life was good, and it trickled into my 7th grade year. I began to play football that fall, and let me tell you, I do not recommend going from an all-girls sport to an all-boys sport. The maturity difference in my teammate, it's whiplash. Anywho, I found great friendship despite being the newbie, and equally a great love for the sport. My coaches pushed me till I wanted to vomit every practice, but it was an environment that encouraged me only to move up. When I was 14, I first came to Pius, and it was just a breath of fresh air. It seemed like all the experience I've had in my life came in handy. All the relationships I had with my teachers were so fulfilling. I could talk to them and they responded in a way that made me feel more equal to them than my prior teachers did. In class, I made friends so easily, all of whom roped me into theater, despite me having no prior acting experience. The following year, I joined choir and show choir, once again with no experience in the sort. It felt like a whimsical whirlwind of how did I get here? But I was still so thankful. I simply never wanted to do so much with some people I hardly knew until I realized how much love those people had to share. When I was 17, a junior in my spring semester, I was fully in on the arts department here at Pius. I ate, slept, and breathed acting, singing, and dancing. No matter how bad, I still think I am at them. Halfway through our spring musical, Children of Eden, last year, I would be staying at Pius till almost 10 p.m. every night, not including the time I spent in the parking lot afterwards. Me and some senior friends would talk in one of our cars for far longer than we ever should have, knowing we had another 15-hour day ahead of us tomorrow. Unfortunately for my sleep schedule, these late-night talks consisted of relationship-building, logical, and theological conversations that would nurture my soul when my body was weary. These conversations pushed me to speak with a genuinity I had never known and learn aspects of friendship I never knew we should be sharing. Now here I stand, still 17 and a senior in high school. From my first day at Pius till the end of this year, I will have seen 7 years worth of Pius history, from the seniors I met my freshman year to the freshmen this year who will meet me the senior year of mine. I walk these halls and revisit many memories already, but this year has only just begun. So please ask me about it when it's done. Despite no mention of Christ in this testimony of faith, Christ can still be seen through all those who helped me get to this point. My mom was loving and giving. The bride let the children come to her. My grade school teachers helped me to learn respect of authority and how authority should be loving. My roller derby friends taught me to value maturity, and my football friends taught me the love of community. My football coaches pushed me further than I ever could have gone alone, and my high school teachers let me know that life is better when we look at each other face to face. But most importantly, all my friends here at Pius, through your love, I have learned what no theology class can teach you. These things are your relationship with Christ. Not only what we learn from these relationships, but the relationships themselves. My friends, when I look at your faces, I see the face of God. Christ chooses to reveal himself through the love we share for one another. That's why we moved Restore into the gym, because that chapel was no longer big enough to hold all of our love. My name is Jackson Roberts. I am a child of God, raised Catholic, a son and a brother to three sisters, an actor, a singer, a dancer, and a senior here at Pius. And I would like to thank you. Thank you for being my testimony. We'll be right back.